This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. This is the time of year that gardeners often have trouble with vegetables that are blooming but not setting fruit. K-State horticulturist Ward Upham says there are several possible reasons for this.
That's right. We're seeing flowers, but we're not seeing fruit develop from those flowers. And so what we need to look at is what type of flowers those are. Our vine crops produce both male and female flowers. Now, those male flowers just have a regular flower stalk on them, but the female flowers has a tiny fruit right behind the flower. And it looks, you know, in many cases, just like the large fruit, only a miniature scale. So the problem with these vine crops is that those male flowers are produced before the female flowers. So you get a bunch of flowers on the plant, but they are all male. And that's normal. And so all you have to do is wait several days, and eventually you're going to get those female flowers being developed, and then you should get fruit.
So that's going to be a short-term problem. Something that might be a longer-term problem, though, would be if there's a lack of pollinators.
That's right. So we're normally talking about bees when we're talking about pollination. So if you're seeing those female flowers, but you're still not getting fruit, then it may be a lack of pollinators. And so the easy way to check for that is to actually pick off some male flowers and hand-pollinate the female flowers. You're going to see there are anthers on those male flowers. Just dust them over what we call the stigma on the female flower, and it should pollinate. Now, you need some way to mark that in order to know which ones you've hand-pollinated. You can just use a piece of ribbon, for example, for that. If you then get some fruit on those hand-pollinated flowers, then you know you've got a lack of pollinators.
Over-fertilization is another cause?
It is. Not as common on the vine crops, but it can actually happen. Where you really see that is on the tomatoes. Tomatoes, if you get a really nice, large plant, but no fruit, usually you've over-fertilized. So normally when you're talking about tomatoes, you'll fertilize at planting maybe a couple of weeks before that first fruit ripens and a month later, and those three fertilizations are all you need. Overdo it, and as I said, you're going to get a nice plant, but no fruit. So just make sure you don't over-fertilize the tomatoes, and you're more likely to get fruit.
Another cause, I guess, can be temperature is one, especially with what we're experiencing now where we have the hot daytime temperatures and the hot overnight temperatures.
Yeah, both are important. And so when we have daytime temperatures over 95, nighttime temperatures that stay above 75, what happens is that that pollen tube that is made by the pollen as it grows in order to do the fertilization process dies before it actually makes it all the way to fertilize the flower. So too hot of temperatures, you're not going to get fruit. Now, there's going to be a lag between when it actually happens, when you notice it, just because it's going to take maybe 30 to 50 days for that fruit to develop. Therefore, you'll notice maybe a month after you get in those hot temperatures that you're not getting any fruit anymore. Now, that kind of self-corrects as well. Once we get into the cooler temperatures later in the summer, that fruit will start to form again, and you'll get more tomatoes later in the season. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is often the cherry tomatoes, the small tomatoes, are more resistant to this. And there are also certain varieties of tomatoes that are more resistant. Doesn't mean that you're always going to get fruit, but that'll make a few degrees difference so that they'll be more likely to produce fruit than just our run-of-the-mill tomatoes.
We're also seeing some problems with tomatoes?
We are. One of the most common problems are the leaf spot diseases. We're talking about septorial leaf spot and early blight. Those diseases will attack the leaves, and they start at the bottom of the plant and work their way up. That's not a wilt disease. Wilt disease, the whole plant just collapses. But if it starts at the bottom, works its way up, it's going to be one of the leaf spot diseases. More than likely, it's going to be septoria. And usually, you don't see a problem until you get those tomatoes about the size of a walnut. And then enough energy is going into that fruit that the plant can't fight off the disease. So what you can do is just use fungicide in order to help control that. And so there's a number of those. If you go to your store, just ask for something that'll help control the leaf spot diseases on tomatoes, and they'll be able to give you something that should help.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham with an update on vegetables that are blooming but not setting fruit. Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.